Echo and the missing hatchery key. We always tell the truth. Telling the truth helps us fix our mistakes together. The egg hatchery glowed warmly beneath the evening sky. Inside, rows of dinosaur eggs rested in soft, cozy nests. Captain Hoot carefully checked every blanket and lamp. Echo swooped overhead, delivering the final messages of the day. Her colorful feathers shimmered purple, blue, and gold. Dr. Rexington handed her the little golden hatchery key. "Please hang this on its hook when you have finished," he said. Echo unlocked the gate and delivered a goodnight note to Captain Hoot on her way back. She spotted fireflies dancing above the path. "Just one quick loop," she laughed, soaring after them. She twisted, twirled, and spun beneath the silver moon. Then something slipped from beneath her wing with a tiny ting. Echo paused, but she could not see anything in the grass. Forgetting the sound, she fluttered happily back to base camp. A little later, Captain Hoot arrived carrying a speckled egg. "This hatchling needs a warm nest for the night," he said. Dr. Rexington reached for the key, but the hook was empty. "Echo, did you return the hatchery key?" he asked gently. Echo suddenly remembered the tiny ting beside the meadow path. Her feathers trembled because she knew she had lost it. "Yes, I think I left it on the hook," she whispered. Everyone searched around the gate and beneath the flower pots. Professor Pebbles checked every pocket in his explorer satchel. Captain Hoot looked behind the baskets and under the welcome mat, but the little golden key was nowhere to be found. The speckled egg gave a tiny wobble inside its traveling nest. Echo wanted to tell the truth, but she felt terribly embarrassed. "What if they never trust me with a message again?" she worried. Dr. Rexington wrapped another blanket around the waiting egg. "A mistake is something we can usually put right," he said. "But first, we must know exactly what really happened." Echo looked at her friends searching in all the wrong places. Keeping her secret now felt heavier than carrying 100 letters. She took a deep breath and slowly lifted one trembling wing. "I did not return the key," she admitted. "I lost it." Echo told them about the fireflies and the mysterious ting. "I was afraid you would be cross," she said softly. Dr. Rexington knelt beside her with a kind, understanding smile. "Thank you for being brave enough to tell us the truth." Captain Hoot nodded. "Now we know where we need to search." Echo remembered every turn she had taken above the meadow. Together, the explorers followed her moonlit flight path. Near the firefly pond, Echo heard a familiar little ting. Captain Hoot lifted a fern while Pebbles searched underneath. There, caught between two smooth stones, lay the golden key. "I found it," cried Echo, carefully lifting it with her beak. The friends hurried back and unlocked the egg hatchery door. They tucked the speckled egg into the warmest, softest nest. From inside came a peaceful little tap, 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 tap. Echo hung the key safely on its hook beside the door. "I am sorry, I did not tell the truth straight away," she said. Dr. Rexington gently straightened one of her colorful feathers. "We all make mistakes, Echo, but the truth helps us mend them." That night, Echo stayed to sing the eggs a quiet lullaby. The speckled egg snuggled deeply into its warm. those heartfelt, peaceful, honest and light once more. The truth may feel difficult to tell at first, but it helps others understand, forgive, and help us. Sleep well. Explore tomorrow. Another adventure awaits.